That Jason Derulo is just a very talented singer.
That's Jason Derulo, silly.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And it's Friday, you guys. Can you believe it? We made it all the way through the week. It was a year this week.
Oh, God. You think you've had a year?
I know. It's like, for me, it felt long. Bradley Trainer has been on 7 different planets and now has arrived back at our planet. Jury duty came and went, and now he's here doing pop culture duty. And today, pop culture duty includes Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yes. Okay. So here's the dealio, McScrillio. It's not been going very well for Jerry post pool boy shenanigans. So now you remember that Jerry Falwell Jr., I'll catch you up if you don't remember, Jerry Falwell Jr., the now former head of Liberty University, was forced to go on a hiatus after this, like, uncomfortable picture of him with his belly hanging out and his pants unzipped with another lady on a boat. It was all just a bunch of fun. And then the next day...
You know, because whenever I have fun, it's because my pants are unzipped and I'm taking pictures with randos.
Yeah, especially when you're, like, the president of a Christian university, right, who doesn't allow men and women to dance together. So that happened, and then he had to remove himself. He had to go bye-bye in the car permanently after it was revealed that despite a attempt to rewrite history in advance, a pool boy not only had sex with his wife, not unbeknownst to him, actually beknownst to him, because he was in the corner in a Speedo while his wife cheated on him, but didn't, because it wasn't cheating. They all had sex in a room together. I'm assuming it was bad.
He's
for
in the
him.
Corner, wearing a Speedo. Okay.
It's Robin's new single.
In case anybody thinks that Bradley just made that up, he didn't.
Oh, true. And yeah, if you thought 2020 couldn't get any weirder, kids, sit tight, because have I got news for you. Jerry Falwell doesn't even fall well, you guys.
How long have you been working on that? Whoa, geez. Oh, holy buckets.
Jerry, are you okay?
Gosh.
According to all sources,
he can't get up.
Oh.
Jerry Falwell allegedly got so drunk that he fell down the stairs, not but about a week after those exclusively
explosive
reports.
Explosive.
Explosive reports of an affair went viral. Okay, so... and we know this because the Huffington Post got a hold of a 911 call from none other than Becky Falwell. Becky with an I.
That's his wife.
Becky Falwell described to the 911 operators, "Jerry fell down the stairs. There's a lot of blood." All I do know is that she actually said, quote, "a lot of blood right now." So the good news is he must be fine, because we haven't heard any worse. But this news comes, again, less than a week after reports went, you know, public that his personal affair got, that the affair went public. So again, Jerry Falwell
did not fall well. And it does not sound like he's handling.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing at him falling. Like, I'm not trying to take glee in his personal tragedy. There's just something a little connected about this story to all the other stories.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple things that I'd like to touch on. I know. One, it just does not sound like he's handling the stress of the life he's created very well.
Yeah, which
in
which,
a healthy way.
Which, back that up, no. His life wasn't going well, which is why he's where he is. Mm-hmm. It's not that everything was perfect, because you will hear people, I guarantee, and I apologize if I'm talking over the point you were trying to make, I'll shut up. There will be people who will say, everyone was so mean to Jerry and they put all his personal details out there in the public. And now, what do you expect? He's going to turn to the bottle and get real depressed.
When did Nancy Grace show up for the conversation?
Because you can hear people making that argument. But No, I would simply say back up the telescope or the binoculars or the focus, and you will see that clearly this is a man who has been in personal family crisis for years.
Right.
And it was only the fact that, Reuters did this investigative report that brought it to light. I mean, it was all essentially sitting out there already. This is a man who'd been in crisis for a very long time.
My second question is, and this is like leading, I'm sorry, but, What's the stance at Liberty University about alcohol use?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's very much don't.
Yeah. And so, I don't need to say much more than that, except to say that oftentimes it's a good idea to be, I don't want to say critical, questiony about when people are offering their values so harshly. I didn't say that in an articulate way. I'm just
what
saying.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is pay attention to the multitudes of ways that he has lived his life completely differently than he was trying to mandate.
Absolutely. The hypocrisy
other people,
here is the point.
Yeah, live their lives.
Yeah,
right?
the hypocrisy, because again, you will hear Nancy Grace show up and go, he is human. He just needs to, see the light. But we've all been on the ground drunk at the bottom of the stairs.
Come on, Carol Ann.
With all that blood. With all that blood.
Which, again, that is not the story. That is a sad personal tragedy. Mm-hmm. I think it is clear that Jerry Falwell Jr. has a problem with alcohol. Only because every single story that we've read in relation to Jerry over the last couple of months has involved alcohol at some point, right? Like the story about him that initially led to him taking a step back. But don't just make it about that. That is a sad personal tragedy. And I hope for his sake that he, like anybody, mm-hmm. including myself, who has a problem with alcohol, is able to get the help that they need, because that is not an easy thing to deal with. But mm-hmm. that is not the story. That is not the thing I take glee in. I don't take glee in any of this, really.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I do in the sense that, like, these are fun stories to talk about on a given basis because it gives us something to do. But from a personal standpoint, the thing that interests me about this story is the hypocrisy, and mm-hmm. which bleeds a little bit more into the point you were making, right? Like, he is championing, and by the way, he's not a pastor or a preacher or a leader of a religious organization, but he was the president, the head of a business who was making money off of telling people how to live their life. And he was operating in the exact reverse mm-hmm. opposite of what they were requiring of people mm-hmm. who, by the way, were paying for the privilege, mm-hmm. which is a whole nother conversation. But, that to me is the real story, is that he was, it's do as I say, not as I do. And I mean,
well, and then to add fuel to that flame, you have Becky Falwell, his wife, not giving necessary information to the dispatcher because she's still trying to hide what's actually going on, right? So apparently, according to the story in the New York Post, the dispatcher was trying to get some information from her about whether or not he had been drinking. And she said, the more I tell you the name, the more you're going to understand why we're not talking to you right now. Meaning she was trying to cover for the public record who the subject of this was and what was actually going on.
I mean, and it doesn't surprise me because they're like pariahs, right, in their own community because of the standards they set up for themselves and then were not able to live up to.
I'm sorry, just to close the loop on that thought, that like the dishonesty then that comes into the equation. So it's not just living a life very different from what the life you're asking other people to live. It's then also the secrecy and the lying and the omitting that goes on top of that.
Which is easy to understand when you realize this is a woman who essentially sexually, compromised young man in her own home.
I mean, let's say assault, because if it were,
I'm not going to say assault though, because he was 22.
Oh, and that's true. You're right.
He does not say that she assaulted him. He says that she. I mean, look, it's a fine line. I'm just not going to choose to say it because
I had forgotten that he was an actual chronological adult.
That the person in question did not indicate he didn't consent to the sexual activity, but what he did not consent to, and what is equally disturbing to me, is the relationship that she tried to manufacture with him after the fact, which then involved, but was not limited to, simply befriending his own mother, which was just creepy.
That's so weird.
Like, there's enough creep to go around, and yes, the lies are swirling around this family, and it's again a family in crisis, and it's not just because they have personal failings, it's because they are choosing to behave in ways that are, you know, that are catching up with them. Mm-hmm. Right, like, you choose that life, but then, you know, prepare that people are going to hold you accountable for things.
Well, and what's so interesting to me with this story and so many other stories of 2020 and the last 5 years, I would say, is how often people in powerful positions truly believe that they can continue to maintain a type of behavior that is immoral at best, illegal at worst, and that it will be covered for, and that they can continue to live that life. I mean, it does catch up with you at some point.
Yeah, I mean, if you think that the rules don't apply to you in the way that they apply to everybody else, I mean, yes, you may have been able to operate that way for a while, but at some point, don't be surprised when, you know, when, oh, wait for it.
Oh, hello.
So loud, your doorbell.
Hello.
You know, don't be surprised when reality shows up.
Exactly. Reality is going to show up for us in the form of a dirt alert after this with Elizabeth Reese. Stay tuned for that after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The incomparable Elizabeth Reese has arrived with so much dirt. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, hi, friends. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Made it.
We're going to talk about Kanye West just to get things started, guys.
Okie doke, if we have to.
Raising some concerns after tweeting and deleting a message where he wrote about being murdered and having his daughter North taken away from him.
Oh, what? For goodness sake.
So what? Here's what he wrote in all caps, attaching a photo of his 7-year-old daughter, saying, Northie, I am going to war and putting my life on the line, and if I am murdered, don't ever let white media tell you I wasn't a good man. When people threaten to take you out of my life, just know I love you. Before this tweet disappeared, fans were writing, you need help. He needs help, real help. Stop feeding into this. You need help from doctors, family, and friends. And lots of fans pleading with Kanye to seek help from medical professionals.
Yeah, I mean, I think we started to have concerns. Well, I mean, I think we've had waves of concerns.
I was going
to
say, which incarnation of this concern do you speak of?
Most recently, I think the video he posted on Twitter of him peeing on his Grammy. Was yeah. an alarming.
That got him a Twitter timeout.
It sure did.
Yeah, yeah, that's no good. People magazine reporting that Kim Kardashian feels powerless as Kanye continues to post more troubling tweets, that she is feeling like she can only take so much. I mean, this relationship is going to be done by Christmas.
Yeah, I just, I hope that he will get the help that he needs.
Sources are saying that Kim's at the end of her rope again. He's off his meds. He promised he would stay on them. The last time part of his negotiation with Kim was that he would get back on his medication and would work very hard to control his impulses. He made a lot of promises, and now those promises are broken less than a month later.
Okay, well, I just want to... Oh, go ahead, Brad.
No, go ahead.
I have a hard time with the way that was worded.
How so?
Because, well, number one, we don't know whether or not he's on his meds, and sometimes it takes a little time for meds to
kick in
and yeah. also be adjusted. Sometimes you can overcorrect and they create some other problems, etc. So we don't know that he's necessarily off his meds. And also, the part about working on his impulses, mm-hmm. if he truly is suffering from mental illness, controlling his impulses is, I mean, it makes it sound like he has power over the mental illness that he doesn't have.
Well, yeah, I wonder if it was like an agreement, you have to take Twitter off your phone. Like, we can't do this. Because she also has to draw some lines with her kids, because he's including their 7-year-old in a photo in this tweet.
100%.
You know?
The hard part is he's a public figure. And the rules for a public figure are different than the rules for you or I, for the most part. I mean, even though, you know, you are on television every afternoon, Elizabeth, and you are a public figure. However,
as are you guys. Don't forget it.
However, it's a little different in... which makes this which makes a lot of celebrity conversations difficult, because it is a little bit like there do need to be bigger boundaries here, and we're all paying witness in some convoluted way. We don't know what's real and what's not because we're only seeing a pinhole. But then we're also trying to have healthy conversations about mental health in this moment, and in the absence of information, we're all just kind of equally uninformed. Right. Like, so we might have good information about mental health, but that doesn't mean that just because we have that good information about mental health, we know what's right for Kanye West. Right.
Yeah, that's fair. I just think the boundary comes in, like, she has the right to draw the boundary when it comes to the kids.
Absolutely. But also we have to remember that the conversations that we're having are based on an article in People magazine.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and the reason why I get uppity about this is because I think we all have to be really careful about how we converse about mental illness.
That's true. It's very true. Mm-hmm. But Kanye, I think what we all agree on is help is needed.
Yes.
Well, and then with Kanye, there's also this added layer of how much of this is performance,
right,
which is a legitimate question.
Yeah,
it is not a legitimate question for the average individual who's suffering with mental illness. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes the difficult conversation, because people try to shut you down from discussing that, like, oh, you can't talk about that because it's mental illness.
But that's fair in this case.
But he is a public figure who's choosing to talk about things in public. And I think if you are interacting with that in some way, you're allowed to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Again, equally uninformed as we all are.
Queen Elizabeth is a little late to the party, but she decided to strip Harvey Weinstein of a royal honor. So apparently she just learned that he's a bad guy.
Thanks for showing up, lady.
Like, what? We're like a couple years into this.
I mean, she's got other things to do.
But
she's
a queen. Literally just today. That the Queen directed that the appointment of Harvey Weinstein to be an honorary commander of the Civil Division of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, dated 29 of January 2004, shall be canceled and annulled, and that his name shall be erased from the register of the said order.
You guys, she was just cleaning her desk off. I mean, that's what it was. She was like, oh, geez, what has happened to
you? I bet this is in the wake of the Andrew disaster, that they're going through everything and trying to figure out, like, wait, who else have we been protecting and allowing and honoring in our paperwork that we might want to go back and get ahead on this? Somebody got assigned to going through everyone who had received that honor. A lot of capital letters in that I read to you guys. Whew. So there you have it.
So funny.
Of course, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison back in March. Mm-hmm. After being found guilty of rape 1 month earlier.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she's catching up.
I'm glad, too. It just took a little bit longer for the news to reach across the pond, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe that news was traveling by carrier pigeon or by some sort of rowboat.
And she does have a big box full of stuff that she has to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, and think of how many people who have been knighted. There were probably a lot of bad knights.
I mean, then there's also her.
I've had a lot of bad knights.
And then there's...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, you guys. Love hanging out with you.
Thank you, Elizabeth Reese. Hey, we need somebody to play our 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right, you win a prize on My Talk 107.1. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, and this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
Oh, one moment, please. Okay. I got to get my buttons out. And Brad, you got to mute your mic.
Ruh-roh.
Here we go.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today?
Holly, who's on the phone today?
It's Trish.
We've got Trish on the line. And what is Trish playing for?
Oh, Trish is playing for one of these.
A MyTalk 107.1 t-shirt.
So, Holly, on-air production really quickly. I figured out what I did, and I did something.
Well, that's great, Brad. I'm really proud of you. What did you do?
I got rid of your Cheat Day Friday.
Yeah,
thing,
I already replaced it. Yeah, I fixed that.
If you guys were listening to the show earlier, I played the crash fall downstairs noise. Mm-hmm. Well, in doing that, I got rid of Cheat Day.
Well,
so now it's all been fixed.
Yeah,
anyway,
so it's been restored. Yay! But now, who do we have on the phone again? Trish?
Yeah.
Hi, Trish.
Trish, I'm sorry, honey. I'm Bogarting your time. Are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
Yeah, whenever you are.
Okay, Trish.
We'll get around to it.
Hey. All right. Timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go.
I'm really bad under pressure, so
no, you're
we'll
fine.
See.
You're fine. Nurse Ratched is a character that originated in what book or movie?
Oh, I don't know.
What city is the latest city to get a Real Housewives franchise?
San Francisco?
Nope. It starts with an S.
Oh, Seattle.
Nope. Mormons.
Pass.
Ozzy Osbourne was the original lead singer in what rock band?
Ozzy?
Nope. Who is the youngest of the Jackson siblings? Oh, I'm sorry, Trish.
Trish, I'm so sorry. You did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today. However, you can try again on Monday or any day, really, next week or any week after, because we always do it at 12:30. Let's go back and answer the questions she did not get.
Nurse Ratched. Is it just pronounced Ratched?
No, Ratched? It's Ratched.
That's what I thought, but there's no accent. So how do we know that it's Ratched?
I mean, because that's what they call
she's
her.
Ratched. Nurse Ratched is a character that originated in what book, which was also a movie?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
What city is the latest city to get a Real Housewives franchise?
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
So bizarre.
I've been meaning to like follow up on that. Are there Mormons on that show?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I must tune in. Things get real crazy when they go for the Diet Dr. Pepper over there.
Just so, like here.
I just wonder, do they drink as much?
No,
Bradley. The trailer had a lot of alcohol in it, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Well.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Ozzy Osbourne was the original lead singer in what rock band?
Black Sabbath.
Who is the youngest of the Jackson siblings?
Janet.
And we did not even get to Nicole Scherzinger, a member of what aughts pop group?
Pussycat Dolls. And now that we've answered all those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh, got some hot celebrity gossip mysteries for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Here's our first one. Not only did the A-list actress slash writer go through her pregnancy without anyone really knowing, she also already had the baby.
Chrissy Teigen?
Oh. Actress writer.
Yes.
A-list actress writer, Lena Dunham.
What?
Sorry.
Not only did the A-list actress writer go through her... It's like if we just keep reading.
No. I've got it. I've got it. Mindy Kaling. Thank you.
Why did she... Did we learn that she just had her baby?
No, we haven't learned anything.
Oh, so she's already had the baby, according to this blind item. I'll let you read it.
So, according to this blind item... Not only did Mindy Kaling go through her pregnancy without anyone really knowing, Mindy also already had the baby. So we don't know when.
Oh, man.
We don't know anything.
Yeah. And she might not ever tell us.
Do we care?
I mean, I don't know. People who care about
Mindy Kaling's
babies.
Birth habits?
Maybe care. Birth habits.
It's so arbitrary. People get so animated about.
Can we just talk about the fact that there are people in my life who I have a closeness to that have had announced pregnancies and had babies since we went on stay home orders. And I never saw them. Isn't that weird?
Oh, sure.
Like we're getting to the place where the babies that were conceived at the beginning of.
Yeah, there are families who've not met their family members yet because, you know, their families are choosing to quarantine still.
But we're like 6 months into this experience. Mm-hmm. There will be people who were about to have the boom of the babies that were conceived at the beginning of stay home orders, too. I'm just throwing that out there for funsies. That's all. Some people got puppies. Some people having babies.
True.
I eat Cheetos.
I'm helping
with another celebrity gossip mystery.
She's second helping. Okay.
See what you did there.
Here we go. Apparently, this brand new talk show entrant could give the illiterate talk show host a run for her money about who boozes more on set.
Oh.
Drew Boozymore.
Ooh.
Ellen?
No. Wendy Williams?
Oh, yes. Well, evidenced by the supercut of Drew Barrymore's first week, that was really just a bunch of her going, oh my God! Ah! It seemed a little aided by the... what did we used
Doesn't
to call
Doesn't she
that?
Have a winery, too?
Yes.
I mean, she might be getting high off her own supply.
It's possible. Interesting. Okay.
Blinded by the item. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. You're doing such a good job here.
We try.
It wasn't so much the celebrity wife of the A-plus lister quitting her role as it was the A-plus lister's actions, which forced the wife to quit.
Ooh.
Is this like a Real Housewife? Okay.
A-plus lister. Celebrity wife, A-plus lister.
Yes.
Quitting her role, does that mean like as a wife?
No. And it's not an acting role.
Aha.
Quitting
her role, is that a royal?
No.
Quitting her role. I just keep saying it over and over again.
Is the A-plus lister Clooney?
Oh.
And what role did she
That's some like United quit. Nations ambassadoress.
Well, kind of, but not really. She, Amal Clooney, quit her government envoy role with the UK over some stuff over in the UK. Well, we don't need to get into it. But what we really want to get into in this blind item, let's fill in the blank then. So it wasn't so much Amal Clooney quitting her role as it was George Clooney's actions, which forced her to quit.
Oh, God. Okay, so it was something political.
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many questions probably no answers.
What are the blind items about him again?
That there were people who died.
What?
Remember the blind items?
About the person
and about
the cliff?
About the person falling off the cliff after they were being chased because they were trying to escape the clutches of George Clooney and his friends.
And they fell off a cliff.
Yes. That they covered the whole thing up.
George Clooney. Murderer. Just Googling. Mm-hmm. Finding my own business.
Keep going. All right. Next, can we do one more?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Blinded by
the item. All right, here's our next celebrity gossip mysteries. But there's a lot of words, but you'll be able to figure it out. So no one actually watched a show that won an Emmy Award for this week. Literally, it was measured about 2,000 people who watched it, but somehow it won an award. The reason, this brand new service wanted to be able to advertise the fact that it has Emmy winners on its platform. It was an award no one noticed, and the owner of the platform has a lot of money, which exchanged hands with some people that could help.
Is that like a... Quibi. Meg Whitman.
Die Hard?
No, it was a show. Well, what it could be that, but it also could be the show Free Rayshon.
Interesting.
Which stars Lawrence Fishburne.
Which won what Emmy?
Acting awards in the short form category.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So they won some Emmys, and now you can say that Quibi has Emmy award-winning programming. But those Emmys were, you know, got a friend of a friend.
Yeah, well, it helps to have lots of money and power and influence in the world.
I wouldn't know.
That's clear.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley
look
show.
Look around. Look around. Look around.
How wonderful. Okay. We are going to get to a new publationship, and this is a publationship that will not stop playing tonsil hockey.
Ugh.
We call them Volms. After this on My Talk 107.1.
When my hair's all
there's a new publationship in town.
And it's your mom and me.
You're so gross. This is the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
No, we call it, what's, first of all, what's a publationship?
It's a relationship for publicity.
And this one we've called Volms.
Volms.
What's a Volms?
Volms is Valerie Harp. Nope, it's...
Bad.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. It is one Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo. Vitolo.
Sure.
Vitolo. Emilio Vitolo. The reason that we have been paying attention to these two is because they're a hot mess, and I kind of love it, but we need to unravel what's actually going on here. So if you would do me the favor really quickly of just giving people a thumbnail, Colleen, of what... and how Katie and Emilio came to be known as a thing?
Well, I mean, I don't quite know exactly how they started. However, what we do know about him is that he is a star bleeper. And he is very enamored by celebrity. He is himself a chef and restaurant co-owner. And it's a one of those restaurants where they put pictures up of all the celebrities that come in. He's apparently really good friends with a bunch of celebrities, and he'll tell you that if you just mosey on over to his Instagram. But the most important thing is he and Katie Holmes were seen out and about on the town, and then it was revealed that he had just broken up with his fiance by text just before these pictures.
Fiance, not Beyonce.
Yeah, he didn't break up with Beyonce. And his fiance is not named Beyonce.
So
anyway.
So yeah, he just seems kind of like a fame hooer. And especially if you look at his social media. By the way, he's not a co-owner of that restaurant. That's
restaurant. It's just his dad's restaurant.
And he's an aspiring actor.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so he's he does look like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Right, that's the
it's
actor.
It's hard for me to tell what he looks like with Katie Holmes' tongue in his mouth all the time.
Well, so that's been the delightful sort of exhibition of this publicationship, is that we see them in public sort of sucking face on the regular. Like, that's sort of the hallmark of Volms, is that they're on the streets of New York with tongues down one another's throats. And most recently, and the reason we're talking about them today, is because Alex over at the New York Post got an exclusive of Katie Holmes and her new man, Emilio Vitolo Jr., on a public park bench in Central Park, sucking face. And it is so clear from the photos,
oh,
you guys,
so obvious,
that they are doing well. It's clear that he knows. In fact, there's one picture where she's looking off into the distance and he's like staring straight at the camera.
Yeah.
I did find it interesting that they both wear masks, like they're alone. I mean, I don't know. There could be like 50 people behind them.
Yeah.
But by all accounts, they're alone. They're wearing masks. And then there's video of them. And they, like, take down their masks to smooch. And then, you know, delightfully put their masks back up so as to follow appropriate, you know, masking laws.
Which, to me, I don't know. Everything about them makes me feel like she needs to get wise. Because he's totally the one calling the paparazzi.
So,
in that video that accompanies this article, right before he leans in to kiss her, he looks straight at the camera.
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. He's like, is the camera on?
Can I see the blinking red light? He's so bad
at it. But here's the thing. So, like, the first couple times we've seen them in public doing this, our focus was on Emilio as sort of the instigator and the fame whore, which, fine, he is, true, fair point, all very True and correct. However, at what point are we going to start taking Katie Holmes to account? Because this is the woman who somehow figured out how not to get duped by Tom Cruise.
Right.
And you want me to believe that she's getting duped by this fame whore?
Okay, so this is a really good point, because that's why I feel this anxiety around their relationship. And I feel protective of Katie Holmes, because I'm like, girl, you've already
Katie
been
Holmes
through this stuff.
Masterminded an escape from one of the most
I
powerful
know.
Scientologists in the world. There's no way she's going to get duped by Mr. Vitolo.
So who's playing who?
I don't know. But that's the question I have for us. Like, why is she doing this? If she is a smart-ass woman, because it would be easy to think, like, she's just dumb and in love. You know, she's a dumb lady in love who doesn't know. She has bad choicing skills with men.
I think the other piece of this conversation that I want to call to the table is the thing that I thought was hilarious. And I don't know that we've ever put all of this together. We sort of did when we went, aha, but we never have used this as a piece of evidence in considering this relationship, publicationship, is that blind item we read about how she was using dating apps, and the pictures she was using on those dating apps were of celebrity chefs. So this feels a little like fishing, like she fished for him.
Like she wanted a food-related person?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like we can't overlook that odd little piece of evidence that now she's dating a chef and that she was using dating apps with pictures of celebrity chefs. There's something weird about
all
of this.
I don't know how the dots connect there.
I don't either, but I just wanted to acknowledge the dots. So I still go back to, I don't know who's playing us or who's playing
I just
who,
don't know.
Or
I need somebody
playing.
Needs to come up with a better storyline as to why Katie Holmes is doing this. Because
Holly, are there any blind items about this?
Other than it makes her look like... it. Because here's the dumb, sort of superficial, and I'm sorry, Holly, to speak over you. But really quickly, the narrative, this just makes her look like she's, you know, just like not a victim, but like poor Katie.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that Kate, I mean, it's possible, but I kind of feel
like
Katie,
she's being used.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the case. We do have a blind item that we talked about earlier this week.
Blinded by the item.
Or last week, time and space.
Who knows?
So,
it's all one week.
Look for a massive PR effort by Katie Holmes, who doesn't want to be known as a home wrecker, even though the guy was cheating on others before her. So that speaks to the fact that Katie Holmes is totally in on these photographs. But why is she in on these photographs? They don't make her look particularly flattering.
Also, right? We haven't seen this PR push to make her look like somehow not a home wrecker.
Right.
Like, where's that
right.
effort?
Well, maybe it's just a bad effort and this is it. And it just like, womp, womp. You know, maybe.
But how does walking in a park sucking face push back against the fact that it basically just rubs its salt in the
it
wound?
It does, kind of. I don't know. Maybe she thinks she's trying to make it look like they're so in love. I don't know.
Is that what we do when we're in love, is we make out on a park bench during a pandemic?
Yeah, like in one of the most public parks in the world. Well, literally the most public park in the world. Like, if you're trying to be private as a celebrity, you're not sitting on a park bench
in
Central
Park. Tell that to Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew.
Ugh.
I'm just saying, remember, that's also where they were famously photographed having that very private conversation.
Yeah.
Do we have to show you guys how to do this?
I would be happy to.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get the Cobra Gang together. We got some Britney news to untangle after this.
Britney news!
On My Talk 107.1.